It's famous, the Maisa with the stipler. Different Nuschos. I was trying not to speak to the Mekarovim of the stipler to hear exactly the right Nusach. But the way the Maisa goes over, when the stipler came to meet his Rebbetzin, that this is the sister from the Chazon Ish, the stipler fell asleep in the middle of the date. And his Rebbetzin went back to her brother after the date, and she said she had three tainas. She had four tainas, really. Three are allowed to say over. I'm saying again, this is what I heard from the Mekorovim, from the house of the stipler, Sinish tainas, to be told the Stavira by them. So the first taina was that he has a long record and jacket. And the Chazon Ish told him, you know, you're the wife. If you want, you could cut it. Most of the cases are. Then she said, no chazach, nishnegea. And then she said, he fell asleep. He fell asleep in the middle of the date. And so Chazon Ish beginning, he told her, Mistami, he was learning last two nights. And you know, he was tired, and he started speaking to one potato, he fell asleep. She said, yeah, but he knows a mitzvah, you're going to date a girl, you know, you're falling asleep. So they asked the stipler, Chazon Ish asked the stipler what happened. And the stipler said that he made a cheshbon that he will have to go to the date. And he has to go on the train for a couple hours. So he made a cheshbon that he will sit and learn, he will stay up the night before, and he will fall asleep in the train. But maybe he will save the hours of learning. And he came to the train, and he had a shaila of shatnas. And shatnas, not only you're not allowed to wear shatnas, you're not allowed to sit on a chair that is shatnas. So b'meile, he had to stand the whole way. So b'meile, when he walked into the date, he just fell asleep. So b'meile, then the other thing is the Chazon Ish told her, you know, I see what is written on him in the Shemaim. It's kedai to go into the Shidduch. Now, we have to know, I want to be magdim, before we're going to learn this halachas. These are halachas that a lot of people don't keep. The halachas of sitting on couches that are kilayim, sitting on armchairs, on living room chairs. But because people don't keep them, it doesn't mean that it's not unsere Teire. Said someone, you don't have to be the stipler. But you have to know, what is the halacha? You're allowed to sit on a chair in a train, or you're not allowed to sit on a chair in a train. You have to stand in the airplane, or you're allowed to sit in the airplane. And when they tell you to sit, I mean, so you have to stand until they tie you down. You have to know, a person has to know the halacha. What is these halachas? And especially the bochrim that come here to Eretz Yisrael, and they buy in the second Yad Shnia store furniture, we'll see some of this furniture, al pi aloche, has to be checked before you sit down. Again, we'll speak out what is aloche, what is chumre. We have to magdir. It's like someone here in Yeshiva that like is a big mumche, a bochet, is a shtikl mumche, he doesn't have a ksav smiche. But in the end, he's masking Taka, the bochum that has fakers, he will go to check their couches and the archers in the rooms. I'm saying, that's the with him. The details, I'm saying again, it doesn't mean that it's a given hechsha, but he could tell you if it's Taka Shaila or not. We have to know before we go into this that we're holding in Parshas Chukas. Shatnez, like we said in the first two shiurim, state if a person has shatnez, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not mekabel zot tefillos. This person davens. If he has shatnez, shteit HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekabel his tefillos. As they state in Sforim. And we saw that even if he takes it off, could be 40 days after it, his tefillos are not mekabel, when a person wears shatnez. This is the chomer of shatnez. So, b'meile, a person has to know, zois chukas ha-teire, this is the parsha of chukas ha-teire, that it's not a chokhmah to keep mitzvahs that make sense. Zoyz chukas ha-teire, shatnez is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs that doesn't make sense. Even the Rambam is sefer ha-mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of shatnez really doesn't make sense. But by us, azevis da isur te'it chazir, is an isur to wear shatnez. So this is one inyan that I want to go to be mevarech today, on what chairs you're allowed to sit, on what armchairs you're allowed to sit, and more to go to the practical, to give you the simanim be'etzem, what chairs to check, what chairs you for sure don't have to check. And avada is b'di'evet, maybe some things are easier, at least when you go to choose your set, be'ezras Hashem be'korov, to know if it's different things that if you choose in these kind of sets, you will be clean out. This is one thing I want to be mevarech. And the second shaila came up now. I have a Talmud that has a store. They call it, they have, Baruch Hashem, I think 42 stores all over the world. It's called Mr. Fix. The aside of the stores is that they open today, there's a lot of nice malls all over the world. So they open, in every mall, they open like a little shop. And every person that comes to the mall, they bring in their clothes, the tears, it gets dirty, it gets fixed. Or they buy things in the malls. And these places today, they don't want to have people to sell it there. You go into that place, they fix it, they charge you almost $100. They package it very nicely, you know, and it's very high class, kilo. And this is called Mr. Fix. And his shaila is, he gets a lot of clothes that are for sure kelaim. Or for sure not checked. Becheskes kelaim. So this lady gave this dress, a lot of dress has a kelaim. She wants to make it a bit shorter. He's allowed to give it back, or he's pushed evil if evil is it and michshel. For Mele, he can't give back. The Gemara says a ma'isa that one of the Amiroim saw a lady wearing kilayim, he jumped and he tore it. So now it's in his hands, he mamish could tear it. It's much easier. He doesn't have to jump on her. It's already in her hands. So we see from the Gemara that is a musik that you have to spend money and tear clothes of people if it's kilayim. So we're not asking you to take a sakana to jump on someone, but after you put it in your hands, you have a hetter to give it back. So his shaila is better this week if to close the shops or not. Because he can, you know, you bring it in. If you say, I don't want to take it, the mall, I mean, this is one of the agreements of the mall, that this is there. And if he will start not to bring it, he'll be suing him and he will lose all of his money. And we'll try to down the ma'isa and say, I didn't give him the tshuva, the ma'isa. Told him tomorrow he'll get the answer if he has to close all the shops. You know, 42 stores. But again, if she'll forget to get it tonight, we'll come to a conclusion what to pass into it. So long again, Keseda, to try to be mevar the halachas. And I think if we'll know the lomdus of the sugya, we'll manage to pass in the halacha lemaise. We said already a post shiurim, in kilayim state in Torah two isurim. Isur levisha, to wear kilayim, and isur ha'aloe. Ha'aloe means you're covering yourself with a blanket of kilayim. It's two psokim. Beged shatnes kilayim lo ya'ale alecho. If you cover yourself with a blanket, a shawl, a talis, lo ya'ale alecho. And it's lo silbash shatnes. Some of the pishtim yachto. Most shittas rishoinim, sai levishe, sai ha'aloe, needs hano'o. Shittas ha'rambam, levishe is also even without hano'o. This is what we mentioned in the other shiurim, that lefil most rishoinim, if you measure a clothes, you want to measure them, if it's no anoe, in the case that it's no anoe, you're allowed to be measured them, for sure, only the jacket. The pants, we said, you can't measure because you have anoe that you're not seen. But l'shita sarambam, even the jacket, you're not allowed to, because it's a shirky line. But maybe the nafkamina is, that the motion I heard, that is a kind of jacket, it's a very expensive jacket, that, and the color in the back here is a piece of kilayim, it's bavuz that is a piece of kilayim. These jackets are not allowed to be measured, even just to measure them, because it's a vada kilayim, if you shita sarambam, you're not allowed to wear them. This is the famous halacha that we spoke in the other two shiurim. It's a gemara and beitza daf yudalit. And all this thing that people don't know about sitting about kilayim, I want to mevar it from the sugya, bizda halacha, and then bizda halacha lemaise. As a mishnah and beitza yudalit amud beis, you're allowed to send clothes of kilayim in chalamoet. The Gemara speaks about things that you're allowed to do in Yontef and Chalamoed. Meshalchim keilim, even in Letzerech HaMoed. Aval pi sheyesh bohem kilayim. Even that they have kilayim, I will explain. Begodim that during the year, I for sure could say that someone has a beged kilayim. He will take it to the tailor and he will take out the kilayim. In Chalamoed, you can't take it to the tailor because the tailor is not allowed to sell in Chalamoed. Even so, the Mishnah says, you could send your friend a clothes that has kilayim inside. Frank the Gemara, it's chalamoed, what he will do with it? You can't sew in chalamoed. And during the year, you will sew. You will cut off the kilayim and you will use it. Zog the Gemara, maybe just to put it under him. Like for a carpet, for putting like a sheet, like a cloth cover to cover a couch. למי חוזו? למי מחתכתוסי? Maybe to put it under him. ותניה, לא יעלה עליך, אבל אתה יכול להציע תחתך. You're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to put it under you. אבל אומרו חכמים, אסור לו לעשות כן, שמא תקורח לו נימו על בשרי. You're not allowed to put כלאיים under you, שמא תקורח לו נימו על בשרי. So זה איסור דרבנן, and I want to make it clear to be easier, because it's a very, I'm saying, this Indian is very not known. I mean, myself also, I never knew it very clear, this halacha. I want to be madgish. It's two problems in couches and beds. One of what we're going to learn now in the Gemara, Gzeire de Rabbonon, Shemoti Korech Loi Nimo, maybe something will come on top of you. We'll learn the sugi in a second. And it's different kind of couches, the sulky ones, I don't know how you call them in English, that you just, you know, you go in and you go down, and the other sides go up. Could be dear, it's mamish considered that it's already going on top of you. It's more nagel, emotional, and cushions, that you have like soft cushions, pillows, you know those cushions, but you put your head inside, and the sides, it's mamish like over your ears. This could be, it's called ha'alo. And more from that, when we'll be going to speak about the beds and the cushions, a lot of times people in the couches, you know, you sit in the couch and you hold like one of the pillows on top of you. Then your mamish putting it on top of you. But I want to go kaseda. So b'etzem in the beds, what we're going to learn today is the isul de rabbonon to put something under you that is made from kilayim, including carpets, including, we'll go kaseda, beds, couches, chairs, isul de rabbonon, and when they will be soft, it could be a mamish isul if they go from the side, I will explain it soon, or if you pick up these pillows and you put them on top of you, it could be mamish isul. זוג דגמורה, שמו תיקורך לו נימו על בשורי. זוג תרשי, two pshotim. Maybe a big piece will come over, like a big, and I don't want to speak about carpets, because carpets maybe will be easier, but like when you have like the big, like you know, the big dog carpets, they call them, like big pieces coming out. Well, tick, like it looks like a sheep, you know. I don't, so if you have such tiny things in the clothes, this could really wrap around you, and you will be enjoying, Zogt Rashi, you will have a no from that piece that is over your hand. This is one pshat. Shemati korach lo nimo. And could be if you this pshat. We'll see in a second. What would be if you have clothes that don't have that? Most of our cheers don't have this nimo. This means it's very important to know if this gzeir is shayach or not. What Rashi says, Shemati korach lo nimo gdoilo, and it will warm him up. Ina mizogt Rashi, a small little nimo. That really doesn't make no difference. But Zogt Rashi, while you're enjoying yourself because you have you sleeping in this nice blanket and it's warming you up from the bottom. So you write that Alpi Aloche, it's not called that you're wearing kilayim, but we mitzarev the little string, that little thread that overwent on you, even that it's nothing, that it's already called that you're enjoying the kilayim. So one pshat Rashi learns that the gzeira is that will be a big thread that will warm you up. Inami, this is the chumri lemaisa that Rashi says, that even if a little thread will go over you, it's kilayim. Zog the gemore, so b'meile, why are you sending him clothes again? And yontev, going back to the gemore. He doesn't have no purpose to use them, he can't sew them, and he can't put them under him. Zog the gemore, v'chitem et demafsik midi. He will put it on the floor, and put on top of it another blanket. You know, he doesn't have where the kids to sleep in Yontif. Everyone came to Yontif. So he puts one blanket of kilayim on the floor, on top of it he puts another blanket, and then he lays on it. V'chim yeteim edem ha'afsik, mine, v'omar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, omar Rav Yosi ben Shaul, mishum kehil kadisha b'Yerushalayim, afilu eser matzoes, zu al gabi zu asu. Chazal asu, and even 10 layers, one on top of each other. So b'meila has no purpose to use kilayim in Yontif, and the Gemara says a different teretz, what is the pshat in the Mishnah. So here we have a Gemara that you're not allowed to have kilayim under you, even if it's a lot of layers. It's two ways to learn the Gemara. I'll say it more betamtzis. The Goyen Mivilne and Be'etzem the Chidushi Aran, they learn the Gemara like this. There is two purposes for the Gzeira. One purpose is maybe something will go over you. That purpose is only if you're laying close to it. And also, only if you don't have clothes on. But if you have clothes on, nothing could go on top of you. Or if you're not near it, nothing could come on top of you. So what the Gemara says, Esa Matzoes, is another gzeira. Maybe in the middle of the night the blankets will move and you will get the bottom one to go on top of you. So it's two gzeiras. One gzeira, maybe the treads will go over you. Second gzeira, maybe the bottom one will go on top. Zog deram, here is the nafkemina. When you're sitting in a chair, it's no gzeira that the chair will go on top of you. The gzeira is maybe a thread will go on top of you. A balloon tzur, you cover the chair with a plastic. I'm not speaking out aloha, I just want to explain. The gzeira of threads going on top of you is no threads. What do you say? But Chazal said even 10 matzois. Because they said maybe in the middle of the night, the blankets will turn over. The chair is never meant to be on top of you. So the nusach of the Ran is like this. Yesh kan shtei gzeiras. When you undress, or when you close, undress, and you close to the first layer, the gzeira is not, because the gzeira is, maybe a thread will go on top of you. If it's not near you, you cover it, or it's a second layer, there the gzeira is, because it's derech to sometimes, a blanket. Maybe in the middle of the night, gzeira de rabbonon, that you will come to cover yourself with the bottom one. So it's two gzeiras de rabbonon. One, maybe threads will go on you, and maybe if you sit on it, you will come to put it on top of you. But if it's a chair, so there's no second gzeira, because no one puts a chair on top of it, so it's only the gzeira that the thread will go on top of you. Shita Sarambam is not like that. Shita Sarambam, the gzeira is because the thread could go on top of you. Why 10 layers are also leipluk, like all the chazals. There's a reason for the takone, because maybe a thread will go on top of me, leipluk chazal. Now, Avada la'aloche, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. So be'etzem it's a chumre. But I'm bringing the first shita, that the first shita is like six, is maybe shita saran, a revior, a degoyen, a lot of rishonim and achronim hold like that, that it'll be easier later when we come to the la'aloche le'maise, what to do if you're allowed to sit on a chair, you're allowed to sit on a blanket, you're allowed to sit on a couch, we'll have to know. So be'etzem, when we're coming to a couch, so we have to clear if the couch could come on top of me or not. Lefi deran. Or there is no gzeira that I will come to cover myself with the couch. B'meile, if I'm dressed completely, gloves, everything, shitas agoyen, then lefi deran, you're allowed to sit on a couch of kilayim. Speaking of avada kilayim. Lefi derambam, you're not allowed to sit. Because there's a gzeira de rabbonon that maybe it will come on top of you. Gzeira de rabbonon, even the lemaisa is not shy. Now, Chazal said another aloch. The Isur de Rabbonon, that you're not allowed to sit on a blanket. The Isur de Rabbonon, that you're not allowed to sit on something that a thread could go on top of you, that Isur de Rabbonon is only in something soft. Only in something soft. That soft thing could come on top of you. But if it's hard, that is no thread, and it's strong, like a chair, not like a soft chair, like a hard chair, Chazal will never go izo. As they state in Rambam. So lo shen Rambam, aval im hem koshim, lo gozru. So again, we have a gzeire and a blanket, and every soft thing, and something hard, Chazal will not go izo. If the hard thing is a bit, when you know, when you sit on it, it goes in, Chazal will go izo. So lemaisa, we don't know, the poskim don't know today how to be magdir the chairs hard or soft. But as a musik, if something is hard, there is no tzad that it will come on top of you, Chazal will not go. Again, the vibe we'll be holding is that we have the Iker Shitas Arambam, that alamol it's asur, and even lefi Shitas Haran, if the marshal, you're putting your hands on the chair, could be it's considered you're touching. I will explain in a second, I will explain it even more clear. He said, Lefi deran, if you're touching it, it's asur, even if it's not derech la'alois. If you're not touching, it's only asur derech la'alois. So Lefi deran, be'etzem, when you're sitting in a chair, and your body is covered, is no gzeir de rabbonon. Lefi derambam, alamon is a gzeir de rabbonon. Now, Lefi deran is a shayla, what happens when your hands? When Chazal said that you have to be, that you're not dressed. If I put my fingers on the chair, also we could say, maybe something will go on me. Other Lashon HaRambam, only if he's Oru. No. Let me get in a shtickle weiter. This is in Kilayim Dereise. We spoke on a cheer that is Kilayim Dereise. What happens in Kilayim Derabonon? In Kilayim Derabonon. Kilayim Derabonon. Zogen dem Eforshi. Maybe it's a Gzeire le Gzeire. Lemaisi, you're not wearing the Kilayim. Gzeire, maybe I will get warm, but will come on me. So we mele, zogen dem Poiskim. That lekatchile, we can't say that it's muter, aber lemaise, the poiskim say that yesh lehokel, for sure if you're not touching it. That if you don't put your hands on the chair, you're just sitting on it, then bekilayim derabonon, why? Because we have first shita saran, that if it's not touching, it's not also anyways. And we say that bekilayim derabonon, it could be chazal bichlal leve melek zeire. So if you're not touching the kilayim, the melech hazal will matir. Zog the Tiferes Yang, Tiferes Yisrael, would people sit today in a train, even though the chairs are kilayim, Weisdois in that days, the chairs of the train were kilayim, the same case of the stipler. And he says the chair is soft. He says, while the kilayim is not deraisa in the chairs, or at least if he's some shittas, it's not kilayim deraisa. V'meile valetz kilayim derabonon lo yigozru. And as Eidor HaShulchan brings down also, even more sharp. לפי מה שנסבר מכל דברי רביסינו, אין שום איסור לישב במרכובס ובאגולס שמוקם הישיבו והדפנס תפורס בקורנים של צמר, אפילו כשטופו בפישטון. וכיוון די יושב ושכב מלבוש, יש הפסק במסור אל הכיליים, הנצמותו לפי דרן. ואין הם רואים להעלות. ואפילו לרשי והרמב"ם והטוב והשולחן אור שלא הם חילקו. זהו כשיושב ושכם אורום, שיש חשש מכריחס נימו, אבל לא כשהוא לובוש. His hands are open, doesn't make a difference. ופשיטה, זוקטר, this is in a normal כיליים, כשמודבוקים בתפירה במסמרס, שיהיה אפשר לקריחס נימו, says the Metzius today is no tzad that the Nima will come out, even if it's soft. He says, while it's a derabonon, af tzayin tzad chasidus v'kedusha klal. So the Aruch HaShulcho wants to say, that be'etzem, while today he says, he learns that lefi the Rambam we call dress, there's no Rambam, and there's no Ran, and he says the Metzius says that our things are stuck. It's no chash nimo. He says what the Shulchan Aruch spoke about is blankets, sheets, chairs. Nothing comes up from the chairs, at least from the salad chairs. The couches, maybe we'll speak about in a second. But the normal chairs, even the dining room chairs, nothing comes up. It's put together. It's nailed on the side. Everything is tied up. There is no nimo coming out. This is the whole way it's made. He says there's no tzad chasidus. He says more from that. He has another kula. If we're not sure if it's kilayim or not, so he says like this, again, we have shita saran that it's mutter, especially if we're not touching. Could be we say even if in the Rambam it's mutter. The whole Isur is the Isur the Rabbonon, cause man it's not going on you. Today if you're not sure if it's kilayim or not, sofik the Rabbonon lekule. So even the mokim the ike levorer, we don't say sofik the Rabbonon lekule. When we don't say sofik the Rabbonon lekule b'mokim de'ike levarer is if it's your own shear. But in the train, what do? You tear the train. What is the levarer? So maybe it's a sofik the Rabbonon be'ef shal levarer, and maybe it's muta. So lemaise, I'm saying again. I heard once on your story. Someone told me today that the Gateshead Rav told the Boydik in Gateshead not to check chairs. You know, he was scared that the whole town will start to check the chairs or the couches there. He told him it's a matzah from Gzeirah Sheira Tzibu Yecholim La'avid Bo. And like we said last time, if you don't know Hilchis Kilayim, so I said it the first two shiurim, you start to hear and you say, okay, listen, I can't keep these halachas and finish. If you know, and this is what I'm trying to be masbir here, this matter of the shir is to first to introduce you to this halacha that people don't know, and to try to bring couple specific places that it's kedai to be careful. If a person will not hear the school and say, okay, I'll tell you, I called the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I started to ask him. He said, I never sat in someone else's chair. But an armchair? I never sat in my life. I said, why? I said, I'm a Yid. So, you know, we don't know. I remember Rav Shteyman came to my shul, my Adamin, and he gave a whole drasha. And after it, someone bring like a nice armchair. And he took, you know, he made himself that I didn't see, and he took like his plastic chairs, you know, that we have in the dining room here. The shvachy ones, not the better ones that we have here. The kids are nice, the Rav Shteyman were full, yeah? So the people that consider themselves that they know how to learn said, you know, Rav Shteyman is Polish, he doesn't like a nice chair, yeah? He likes to sit on hard chairs. First, I know he sits on normal chairs also. But I went to find out, he doesn't know Kilayim, not Kilayim. He doesn't sit on such a chair. So I'm saying, a person has to know that Siddur is a Musa. Mitzad Sheini, if you stand to be, Siddurli Yisrael, were Machmir, the Stipler. Was it a way to a date? He stayed away, he stand up the whole way. After 2 days, tired. Avad is a mocker. But I want out the mazma. Be'etzem adin, the first Chashulchan brings down that Lemaise, the minig was, Lemaise is a Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen says over the Maise that he went in a tray, he went when he visited by Goyim. Trumas Hadeshen says that he visited by Goyim. שבו מארי סגל בבייס אקום לא הקפיד ביושב על קורים המקורומים צמר ופישטים. ותרומס הדשן סאטם קיליים. ואומר דלוי מסכבל לענוע. ובאיסו דרבונן ולוי מסכבל מוטר. It's not the Eraisa. Because it's only גזרי דרבונן. Kosta b'sefer Yosef Oymetz, not to be same mechanim, but again, it was G'day lo Oylem that said, if you're not Nechaven, Rav Ozner says, that this yes. So Lemaise, if you come to a train, we have them, especially if you misupik, if it's Kilayim or not, Lemaise, we said, is enough on what to be same mech. Again, we're not speaking now on the ones that you soak in. The ones that we soak in, we'll see later, this could be a Isu Deraise, because if it goes on the sides of you, but a normal, not too soft couch, and a normal armchair and a normal chair, lemaise meikir adin yesh al mal lismoich. Yesh al mal lismoich. Rav Ozner says that yes, that if you're not sure and it's freezing in the winter, not to put your hands inside. You know, sometimes you sit on your hands and you want to warm yourself up, says then you mechaven la'anoi. Says don't be mechaven la'anoi. Be obsegration, don't be mechaven la'anoi. If you're not too sure, not to be mechaven la'anoi. למשל, the Chochmas Odom says, אף על פי שכלל ישראל אין מחמירים בזה, ואנחנו הם לישראל שיהיו שגיגים ואל יהיו מזידים, רואי לו אדם להחמיר. Now, I want a little bit to be masbir the Metzias and the cheers. I'll be masbir shtik, I'm saying practical. So I'm saying, למבעצם, before the deep ones, but basically, what I'm saying, Alochem, we'll mask with the mitzvahs of the cheers, and then I'll say, legabe the soft ones, what is the Alochem, the ones that the imam is soaked inside, and then a shtickel mur chamo. The mitzvahs is like this. The people I found out, could be I'm wrong, but the information that people gave me. Linen is a hard material. Wool, cotton, polyester, all of these things are soft and comfortable. One more and one less. The normale veg, they will not make a chair, at least in a couch, or in an armchair, or in a living room's chair, they will not make it from linen. Sometimes in the trains, and these things, they will, because they want it to be very strong, they have all the kids are standing on the train things, but again, in that place, is bederech klal, the mitzias today, is that also, even the planes, they don't do it, even though they do strong stuff. Most of them already today do like something that looks like leather, a kind of leather. It's anyway not made from linen. So the metzias is like this. Bederech klal, the chair, the material that the chair is made from, couch or armchair, is not made from linen. This is the metzias. It's not made from linen. where could be linen inside? In a couple places. In the back of the couch, because the back of the couch is bad to him, is nothing there. Now a person will give a bang and will give a kick and you will have a hole inside. So they need to put a strength in the back of the material, in the back of the couch, and when someone gives a bang there, nothing will happen. There sometimes they put linen. Another place they will put linen is in the edges of the couch, they have that little frame that they sew the two parts together. They call it a seam, like a seam, as a small little seam. There, sometimes they put a little piece of linen inside that it's strong, and like this it catches together. If you will open that seam, you could feel your hand sometimes if there's something inside or not. There, sometimes inside you will find linen. It's no problem to have linen in a couch. Where the problem will start? The problem will start if the couch is made from wool. If you buy a wool couch, then you have a makom. I'm saying again, I would not say chayav, and I would not say that when you go to somewhere else not to sit, we said kulis. But when you're ordering a couch, or even if you don't order, you want to buy, and you see that it's made from linen, and made from wool, then you have to know that if it could be you're having kilayim in your couch. Because it could be in the seams you have linen, or in the back you have linen. If your material from your couch is not made from wool, there's nothing more to check for. There's nothing more to check for. It's made from leather, nothing more to check for. If it's made from wool, so again, if the marshal give me something from what it's made. No. Something the rabbanon lekule. It's something the rabbanon lekule. It's exactly the rabbanon, and it's not so motzui that it's kilayim. Yesh al malismach. It's a whole list to be semechad. But when you know it's from wool, so I'm saying also you don't know for sure that it's kilayim. But when you know that it's from wool, then it's a mokim to check or to find out to see if you have these seams or not. A leather couch will never have a problem. Where the leather couch can have a problem, some people like to add like different decorations on the leather. And they put like pieces of material from wool. So nafkamina is a person is buying a couch. And he can buy plain leather, nice, the fanciest real leather. And he can say, you know, he has this nice leather in two places, it's sewn inside like something from wool. Shem and Nafsho, he must not been getting around to them. Now, the other couches that could have a problem today are the couches that are made from different color of materials. There are sometimes they mix all different kind of threads, and then your betzias is that you could have kilayim, again, you could have wool on the top, and maybe if you have wool on the top, also sometimes you have linen, but be'ikir you could have wool, and again, maybe you're mixing it with the linen. So again, the be'etzim is what I'm saying is, the etzim is when you buy a couch, to be sure not to have wool, and b'meile, you're taking care. The most it happens to most people, you go to order a dining room set. So okay, if the metzia says that you check with them that they don't use linen in the bottom, and there's no seams, it's not a problem. But if you can't check it, and they give you 5-6 orders, you know, you could call, check this one, this one, this one, this one, you just choose the one that is not wool. I'm saying again, but you have all these things are mutter. Chot start to be makpin on this level. Now, the couches is another problem in the couches. What has the couch inside? So in our days, the couches are inside, are made with this material, the same thing that they have, like, you know, the inside the mattresses, this yellow sponge, like a foam, yeah. So this is no shaykhus the kilayim. Till 30 years ago, they didn't have that. They would take all of the shmatas that they have, they would grind it, and they would fill up the beds. You go to Mishor and buy an old bed, and you'll find all the metzias inside. This is the metzias. Now, here is a machlekes, the moshul. The Beis Din in London hold that this is not called kilayim. That mixer together is not called kilayim. I know people that went to the Chazanish told them that it is kilayim, to be choishish. It's not so poshut if it's kilayim deraisa, it's kilayim derabanan, because it's not really sewed together. They take a mixture of threads and they blind it together. Mm-hmm. You're right, then they connect it to the couch. I'm explaining. The metzias is, and these things, a lot of times is kilayim inside. So the people that are machmir, the beds from 30 years ago, they will the match the couches, these kind of things, they'll be choishish to kilayim. And the last years, again, the nafkamina is be'etzer for bachrim that buy, you know, second hand. So first you could make a little hole inside and you could see what is the schoyer. You see it, you see it miyad. Either you have these sponges, or they're not. Now, I'm not saying that it's awesome. Why? Because it's a machlokes. So again, we're saying it's called a safek derabanan. Where I will say it, and I'll tell where I will say it. The Moshe Bayim, I know someone, mishpacha of mine, they have such like an armchair that you mamish, you know, it's hard to get out. And not only that, they have like good pillows there. Now, these pillows are very big chance that they're filled up with this material. I asked someone to go to check today. But I would say not to put the pillows on top of you. This is what I'm trying to explain. The nafkimina to know these alochas are, lemoshel, kimat all of the couches are okay, but not kimat all of the pillows of the couches are okay. All of the coolest that we explain why people today are not noyeg is, because the Teretz says it's not derech haloe, it's not anmi, b'meile it's mutar. All of these terutzim don't exist on the pillows. But sometimes, you know, you have like a couch with a couple of pillows, you know, the pieces, and you know, one goes on top, you push your hands under it. Again, so the new couches today, I said be'etzem, if the material is not made from wool, be'etzem is no chshash. If it's colored, it's kedai to be machmir. If it's an older one, it's more humble. Again, when you negeya to shalif from the deraisa, so then you have to be more machmir. So when you take the pillow, the marshal, be sure that it's not in that wool. When it's not the pillow, remember, you're more making. So a person has to know alamol the gdorim. Le Marshal, you go to a hotel and you come and you see this old, you know, you go to Italy, these old hotels, the mattresses there are 50 years ago. So what you do? The first thing is, you're sure that you have a sheet on top of your bed. Maybe it's good for more reasons. Now what I explain. In the minute that you have a sheet on top of the mattress, you have a sheet on top of your mattress, you're not touching it, it's mutar lefi the Rambam, it's mutar lefi the Ram, and could be it's mutar lefi the Rambam, lefi the sheet that the Rambam holds, that if you're not touching it's mutar. The Ruch HaShulchan wants to know that it's mutar lefi the Rambam. You're right, some sheet is hold that it's also lefi the Rambam, but could be it's hard and it's only a suffix. So if you're touching it, if you're most shittus, it's a problem. Or the same thing, you come to a place and the couch is very suspicious to you that it looks like it's shatness here. And you have to stay there. So cover it. Just cover it with a blanket. I'm not saying not to sit on the couches, bichlal. But if a person, in the yisoid in these alochas, kach kibalti mei rabbosai, that if a person knows where the real problems is, so again, The main problem is something that is deep to come in, you have to double check more. If it's not deep, then you know it's only a Yisro Rabbanon. If it's new, you know you have to check that. If it's old, so well, you check more. Now, the next problem is carpets. Now, again, here I'll start forget. We'll make it easier, it's very later. We'll start first with the Metzias, and then we'll explain the Aloha. The Metzias and carpets are like that. Most carpets, they don't use wool. Wool is not a good material for carpets. It's good for wearing, it's warm, it gets torn quickly. Every carpet, kimat, will have linen. The bottom part that looks like a sack is linen or canvas that is, you know, to make them horses here, but the bottom part, bederech klal, has linen. So in a normal carpets, that you don't know that they're wool, it's no problem. And the minute that you have the carpet that will be a problem is a wool carpet. When you hear a wool carpet, you know, 1 second, I have to ask my brother. That's what I'm trying to come out. Why? Again, because the bottom of the carpet is linen. Now, the carpet will be divided to three categories. If you buy the ones, like I said before, the nice, you know, big fancy ones, there could be it's a isul d'raisa if it's wool. If you go barefoot, you have nothing on your feet, and these wool mamish go over your fingers, forget about that. You will say maybe ein chanami, maybe the feet is a shaylef oira regel kosher or not. But you have the little kids that play with shorts and the carpets. Maybe even adults when they play on the carpets, I don't know, yeah? So, a person has to know, if he finds out, he asks his parents, for what is the carpets? They say, wool. Kimat batuach that it's shatnes. Because the bottom will be, and again, it's nogea to us. And it's nogea, if you go to a lot of some fancy, fancy places, at least they have like areas, like, that is like very like, now, even if it's not, you're not barefoot, but it could be a gzeira de rabbonon that you're not allowed to walk on it because maybe it will come on you. Again, some people say we never found a gzeira in halicha. We only found a gzeira in yeshiva and shchive. But again, if you want to sit on the carpet, it's a problem. Then it goes shorter and shorter. If you have the ones that are not for sure, like mamash bending over, but there's a chance that they will bend over. So then it's a shayla if it's a gzeira de rabbanan or not. And then you have the ones that are smooth. Dir be'etzem is no gzeira de rabbanan. Mi'ikar adin. And again, it's totally in the Rambam. So I will say le'maise, where's the gel le'maise? The carpets that are made from wool are bederech klal, the fancy wedding carpets, the red ones, the nice red ones, the good, not the ones that like, you know, put like in the middle, you buy them, you know, in the old city, you know, the red with, you know, with different designs inside. The pure red, the queen's carpet, what they call them, these bederech klal are not made for walking. They put them in different occasions, like for a chasen kala. So these ones, bederech klal are shatnes. Now again, if it doesn't have leaves coming out and hairs coming out, and you're walking with shoes, yesh al mal lismeich. Yesh al mal lismeich. Because if you're going with shoes on it, so b'meile, it's no chshash that it will come on you. You're not touching it. It's not derech to put it on you. So lefi deran, it's muta. Lefi derambam, lefi derech ha-shulchan, it's muta. We're speaking of Safek the Rabbanon. You don't know for sure. You didn't come to the chasana now and you asked the whole guy what to do. And the shasat chak, the man allowed to be samech. But again, if you know for sure that it's kilayim, avada is better to order ones that are not all. But again, to know for sure not to take off your shoes or not to let the little kids to play. The little kids want to play on the carpet. You tell if you know that it's wool, it's a gzeira de Rabbanon. You're not allowed to be without the kisser. Now, there's another place that could be a problem in carpets that I heard that they're looking into it yet. It's not to the American people. We don't have carpets in every room, yeah? It's myself. Now, the Matthias is the carpet company. They don't make the carpet big like your whole house in one shot, yeah? They make pieces. Now, how they put them together? There's a kind of lining that they put them together. They have to sew it very strong because if it looks pieces, it's not Nishkan Shaychus. There, a lot of time they use different kind of materials. There's different ways to do it. It's no yadir brura. But a lot of times, because it's in the bottom, it doesn't make a difference to that. They take like, you know, leftover materials, strong materials that will have linen inside and will have wool, and they will sew it in the bottom. Again, the vial is not a yadir that is kilayim. And again, I'm saying, if it's only the shayla that at the rabbonon, it's not so bad. When you will have these high carpets, or why I'm saying that also, sometimes some people have carpets that roll over. You know, they don't leave them on the floor a lot. And in the edges, sometimes the kids like turn it over on top of them. Again, to put it on top of you, you have to know. It could be a kilayim. It could be a kilayim. Now I want to go to the second shayla. The second shayla is be'etzem, it's a more chamudik shayla that came up recently. That be'etzem, the shayla was Alamo. The guy that had a dry cleaner asked the same shayla. He dries cleaning, he does it, Holy Yerushalayim comes to him. Now he's kilayim. You know, you don't know kilayim. I'll tell you, not from people's dresses, are bederech klal kilayim. Bederech klal kilayim. The metzias is, I'll explain to you why. Because the dresses, like the jackets that we have be'etzem, you need to have something strong to hold it, to give it a shape. The material that gives it strong is the material that is called linen. A lot of dresses are made from wool. And suits, it's a bit different, the whole system. But dresses, the metzias says, you do a big amount, a big percentage is made from wool. And the ones that are not becheskes, coats and all these achim, have kilayim keseda. Now the guy has a dry cleaner. He's asking you a shayla lemaise. Three shiurim on Shabbos. He's allowed to give back the dry cleaning or not? Instead of burning garbages, he doesn't want to give it back. He's asking a shayla. And the second shayla I asked you is this mix to fix. And I will explain to you why the dry cleaner is a shtickle worse, is a shtickle easier for Mr. Fix. They bring down, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the shayla. Reb Chaim Kanievsky told them that you're allowed to give it back. I lifnei iver lo esiten mikshol. Here's a big chidush. I'm really thinking about it a lot of time. I'm just saying dvorim chadoshim b'einai. Says the Chazanish says, a person was visiting by the Amoritz's house. Yeah? It's like, yeah, I'll tell you where it's like, yeah, you go to a wedding, yeah? So 50% of the weddings here don't have Ashgocha. People think that they have Ashgocha. But they don't have Ashgocha. Now, the guy picks up a plate. He chaps. Only Rabbanut, yeah? I can't eat. He's allowed to put down the plate. If he puts it down, the guy near him eats it. He's allowed to put it down or not? Other than that, he has to go out with it. I don't know what Rabbi Yashu said. I know what is treif and what is kosher. Then the shir was Be'ilchis Rabbanut. It's a different shir. It bothers me. This week was a wedding. I'll tell you, I didn't want to say it, but I'll tell you. This week was a wedding. Well, a very fancy wedding. Very, 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 very fancy wedding. And they wanted to have a caterer from even a fancier place from a different city. So the side of the chosen came from America. The side of the girl came from South Africa, I think. The kids and I said, so the side of the girl asked me if you're allowed to eat from that catering or not. So I said no. They don't have Ashgocha in the place. You can't eat from the place. The kids, there was a whole tumult back and forth. We called the place. And they said, yeah, people think that they use only good Hashem, they use the Hashem that we don't eat. No, we don't eat completely, yeah? So we said, okay, they'll pay mashgichim to do it. Like a lot of people eat in that place when there's a special mashgichim in that place. They said, yes, but we could do that, but you know, we don't have time to stop. We use the same dishes, the same oven, with everything. Just, we let you to have, but that's meat. You know, with, how do you call it, treif sauce, yeah? Everyone says that, you know, they do in that place with the Ashgocha, but the kasher, the place, we can't. It cost a yam of money that they were asking to close the place, to get people to cash in the place. And this is a place that is really considered from the best places. So now the shayla is, Frank the Chazanish, you come to such a place, you pick up the plate, and then you chant that you're not allowed to eat. Zog the Chazanish, you're allowed to put it down. It's not lifnei iver. The Hainu, you come into a treifa store, and you want to eat, and you put your hand in the enemy's plate, you pick up a pulke, hey, it's chazer, you put it down. Zog the Chazanish, you can put it down. You don't have to run away from it. Zog the Chazanish, and Dmai Zayin Sim Oizvov. Ava Pisha Choshur Yechlenu Beloi Leasa, Ve'ein Ze Bichlal Lifmei Yidvo, She'ein Oi Chayev Likno Yismei Ma'oretz. We don't have a chiyuv now to go to buy from the whole city the food. Remember, when I pick away your stuff, if I would go away with it, I would get it. Now, I have a chiyuv to go to take all your to buy your stuff. I don't have a chiyuv to buy your stuff. If I don't have a chiyuv to buy your stuff, I'm allowed to put them down. the person that has the dry cleaning store, he's not mechuyav to buy the clothes from Gantz Yerushalayim. He's mechuyav to buy the clothes from Gantz Yerushalayim. If he's not mechuyav to buy the clothes, zok the chazanish, Zeb Chaim Krivitsky says, even when the clothes are by me, it's your clothes. I'm just washing them. I'm not mechuyav to buy the clothes off you. No matter, I'm giving you back the clothes. As if Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What? Avada is a Messiah, but the pshat is for Messiah, you're not mechuyav to be mafsid mamoyla. What? Oh, so what's, I'm trying to explain. So it's divided to two. The dry cleaning is very easy. You didn't really help it. The sewing guy is a bit more complicated. Lemaisa, this person cannot wear the dress. It's up to the, down to the floor. Lemaisa, he can't wear it without you. So I'm not so sure if the dirty clothes you could wear without dry cleaning it. But the clothes that are torn, he brings down here that he understands that Reb Chaim holds that even in that, because you're right that Lemaise, I don't understand. He says, Lemaise, if I will not give it back, he will sue me. So I will have to buy the whole begin. I'm right on that mechuyav to buy the begin. But the shah is, I'm allowed to fix it. And again, it's not shaykh. It's a suffix of neivel, it's a suffix of reise. So again, clothes that are becheskes not kilayim. Klor, I don't understand. He asks about the Gemara state that one of the Amiroim jumped on the other person to take off his clothes. He says, when he's doing the Aveira Biodaim, you have to stop him. But because when he's not doing the Aveira, I'm not mechuyav to tear it. I'm saying, I don't know Klor the answer. The shaila is be'etzem, I will explain, it's divided to etzem bochim of people that get jobs and stores. And again, you're giving out clothes. And the clothes have kilayim. You're allowed to serve the customers or not. They're not going to check it. But there again, there in a way is a different kula. If you will not serve, someone else will serve. You have to know, if it's tre avod in ha'are, it's not chal avod in ha'are. But here it's a handazah, the clothes are by you. Lamazogim, you know, you say it takes to fix it a day. Schlep 2 days. Chotch, 1 day less. What is your header to fix the clothes? I'm saying, I don't have yet an answer, Klo. I'm saying, if someone has the Baal, I told him, you know, I'm not answering his phone, but answering the Shaila. But he wants to know if he has to close all of his stores, because big amount is for Yidden. A very big amount is for Yidden here. And Medelka are the people that have buy in the malls are the people that don't have the clothes checked from Shatnes. And he wants to know if he's allowed to do it or he has to stop to do it. Someone has a pesaitza.
I could have not been speaking.